Hello and welcome to the Dr. Hoffman Show. Today is Wednesday, November 18th, 2020. We have some new information that Dr. Hoffman would like to go over. Dr. Hoffman, you have the floor.
Okay, thanks, Ryan. Yeah, I thought I'd do a quick update. Pretty much due to the increased number of deaths that are being reported by the various states. The numbers have gone up pretty dramatically in the last couple of days, especially today. It's a little hard to say whether today's going to be a one-off or it's a sign of the times. I suspect it's a sign of the times. Today there are 1,910 deaths, which might go a little bit higher when California gives its final update. But as of 6 o'clock local time, 6:11 local time, actually, the total is 1,910. So it's getting close to 2,000 deaths a day, which does not bode well because it's gone up, like I say, pretty dramatically. Yesterday was 1,517. So it's a pretty big increase over yesterday. We'll see tomorrow or the next day whether this is a one-off or this is kind of settling in at 2,000 deaths towards the end of the week. It'll undoubtedly go down over the weekend, but it'll probably bounce back next weekend. These are do not bode well because the deaths are a trailing indicator and been a dramatic increase in the number of cases in the last several weeks. And those increased cases are not reflected in the deaths. The deaths are going to trail the detection of these cases by 2 to 4 weeks. And so the dramatic increase in cases is going to lead to a dramatic increase in deaths, and then it's probably going to be exacerbated by the holiday season. Thanksgiving, there have been warnings not to have gatherings of 10 or more, multi-generational. It sounds like some people will heed that warning, but it sounds like many will not. And therefore, it's likely that the increases that have happened in the last several weeks will potentially accelerate. So it's pretty much in an exponential growth situation right now. I heard University of Washington giving estimates. These estimates haven't really changed that much. They're projecting that things are unchanged. These numbers could go down if mask usage goes up to 100%, and they could go up if there's any easing. But apart from those two variables, if it just continues along at the rate it's going, they're projecting that by March 1st, there'll be 438,941 is the number they have, which, March 1st is just over 100 days from now. And they're essentially projecting just under 200,000 deaths. So they're slightly under 2,000 deaths per day. And it's hard to imagine that the number is going to stay that low because today it's almost at 2,000. Like I say, it does slow down a little bit over the weekend, but it's possible it'll be up to 2,500 a day by the end of this week. Friday is usually the highest day of the week, and then dips down over the weekend and builds back up the following week. So the idea that it's going to be an average of 2,000 deaths a day for the next 100 days is for some countries, but I don't think that applies to the United States. The United States will be significantly above that number. So projecting 438,000 is a gross underestimate. It'll be at least a half a million or potentially much higher than that. And so I just wanted to go over the numbers. I mean, there was more good news on the vaccine front. Just as a quick update, Pfizer said that they had outcomes on another 100 patients that are enrolled, so they're closer to 200 patients instead of 100, and that that actually lowered or increased the success rate of the vaccine to 95%. And they also indicated that they had some more advanced disease, and they were all in the placebo group. And I mean, that's essentially how they get these numbers, is they look at who is positive for the virus, and then they see how many of those received the placebo and how many of those received the vaccine. And that's where they see that of the cases that are positive, 95% received the vaccine. Received the placebo. And they said they looked at elderly, and it was 94% of the elderly had received the placebo. So that's an indication that the vaccine works in the elderly population as well as some of the more severe cases. And they haven't really found adverse effects at a significant level. I believe they've vaccinated around 41,000 people now. So I mean, that's how it's done. A large number is vaccinated. And then they start monitoring the who gets disease after there's a full vaccination done. And then they look to see if those that do get the disease got the placebo or they got the vaccine. So in general, 95% of those that do get infected were given the placebo. So that's how they come up with the 95% effective rate. But they're getting ready to apply for an emergency use authorization, but it's likely that will be granted, but it probably won't be granted until sometime in December, potentially mid-December. They haven't even submitted the application yet. Like I say, the application would include data on 41,000 people that were vaccinated. And so for them to evaluate their data and then send that off to the FDA and then have the FDA evaluate the data and then vote on it. It all takes 2 or 3 weeks. And like I said, they haven't even received the application yet. So it's likely to be mid-December before it gets approved. There is vaccine already made, so that'll be distributed immediately. But the vaccine requires 2 injections with, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. I'm not sure. I think Pfizer might be 3 weeks. So even if once it's received, the patients have to be given their first shot, and then they have to come back 3 weeks later and get a second shot, and then it's going to take 2 or 3 weeks before the second shot takes full effect. So it's 6 to 8 weeks, really, after they start vaccinations that anybody's fully vaccinated. And the initial ones will likely be health workers and first responders, and they may use up most of the vaccine that's made in advance, something like 20 million doses, which would be 10 million courses. And And then they're supposed to make about that much per month. And so each month, you know, there'd be another 10 million people that can be vaccinated. It'd be the next group would probably be those at high risk, those with underlying conditions, probably older patients. And so it'll take a little while to get it rolled out. Moderna is supposed to be filing also. They seem to be trailing by a week or so or several days behind Pfizer. So the two of them could both be receiving vaccine sometime at the end of the year, but in both cases they require two injections with a 3 or 4 week interval between the first and the second. So people won't be fully vaccinated until late February, early March. And most of the activity, like this projection says, by March 1st, there'll be 438,000 dead. And I think that is a significant underestimate. I would say it's going to be at least 500,000 and potentially significantly higher than that, depending upon how much it goes up for the holidays. And so just to give an idea of how this was distributed, there were 165,395 new cases today. So that is getting close to the high. It's likely that that number will get up to 200,000, very close to 200,000 by the end of this week. Generally, the pattern is that the numbers start to go up from the weekend on Tuesdays, and then today it gets a little bit higher, and it peaks on Friday, and sometimes it jumps a fair amount on Friday. So by Friday, it's likely that there will be 200,000 cases per day, and it's likely that it'll be at least 2,000 deaths and 2,500 deaths on this Friday would not be a surprise. There were four states that had over 100 deaths today. Number one was Texas with 187, followed by Illinois with 151, Pennsylvania with 110, and California with 107 as of 6:11 local time. So the 107 will probably go up, and California will pass Pennsylvania, and will probably be in third place. But in addition to those four, there were a number of states that had at least 50 deaths today. Just kind of going down the list, Michigan had 62, Florida had 88, Georgia had 57, Ohio had 55, Indiana had 60, Tennessee had 53, Arizona had 53, Missouri had 56, Minnesota had 67, and Kansas had 60, although that's probably a two-day total. Kansas reports every other day. But that gives you an idea, that these increases aren't dependent upon a single state or even a couple states, and a few of the states, have a very high number. Typically, Illinois has been very high, and Texas has been very high, and California seems to be getting very high. They were talking about putting the brakes on California, that because it's such a large population, California could go up a little bit on a percent positive and go up pretty dramatically on number of cases, which would be followed by a dramatic increase in the number of deaths. So that's kind of where things stand. There's no real plan still. Trump's not doing anything except complaining about the election and trying to deny that he's lost and dragging things out. There's the transition to the Biden team has been delayed. That's not going to bode well for distribution of the vaccine. Like I said, the vaccine's probably not going to have any distribution before the end of the year. And Inauguration Day is just like 3 weeks after that. It's on the 20th. And so there really has to be a handoff of that, whether things will improve in the next week or two as more states certify the elections and it becomes obvious that Trump has lost and he's not going to get this thrown into the House of Representatives or anything else. I think he's had something like 28 court cases, and he's lost 27 of them. And for the court cases, he actually needs evidence. He has none. These are all rumors and anecdotal this and anecdotal that generally disappear when you start looking at the anecdotes carefully, and or else they're, you know, one-off kind of minor events that really have no significant effect on the totals. You know, by the popular vote, he's behind by 5 or 6 million, and Biden's going to end up with 306 electoral votes. But when Trump got 306, he called it a landslide. So by his definition, he's lost in a landslide, and he's trying to say that some observer had to use binoculars to see the signatures on the ballots, and therefore they should all be discarded. none of the judges seem to be agreeing with this analysis, and not many rational people would. It's just utter nonsense. And delaying, and will cause even more unnecessary deaths. I mean, I don't know. Trump is definitely going to have the record for the largest number of unnecessary deaths. He'll get credit for the ones in January and February after he's gone, because those people all have been infected, you know, while he was still in office or on the golf course. He's really not in office that much, but you know, it's still before the 20th anyway in office. Using that term pretty loosely. But in any event, there won't be any major changes. There will be delays in getting the vaccine distributed. There will be excess deaths because of the delays in getting the vaccine out. And you know, because there was no plan, and Scott Atlas is kind of exacerbating the situation, claiming that people should just go and celebrate Thanksgiving. Don't worry about the size. Don't worry about masks. The virus really isn't that big a deal. This might be the last Thanksgiving for the elderly, which, you know, if they follow his advice, he's probably right. And it's an embarrassment and a tragedy that you can have a whack job in there that's replaced the scientist. The guy's a radiologist. Stanford is trying to distance themselves. They've noted that he's on leave and that they do not agree with his statements or policies. Not many scientists do. I mean, that's pretty much a given that this guy is talking about herd immunity when there's a vaccine waiting in the wings that's 95% effective. You know, just let people die, and thinks that that's the way to get a handle on the virus, which is utter nonsense. And even the vaccine won't totally eliminate the virus. The virus would be somewhat like the flu, and you'll need vaccines on a annual basis. The virus will get depressed, but the virus isn't going away. It's pandemic. Pandemics don't disappear, even though Trump thinks they do. He doesn't know the difference between a pandemic and an epidemic. But anyway, the bottom line is the numbers are going to go up on the death front. The numbers are going to go up on the hospitalization front. The overcrowding is going to lead to unnecessary deaths. The curve needs to be flattened, and it doesn't look flat at all right now. It looks like a hockey stick is going straight up. And Trump's playing golf. So that's it for now, but we'll do a few more updates this week and see if the death toll does indeed get up to 2,500 by Friday and whether the number of cases gets up to 200,000. Those are the expectations. If it's not this Friday, it'll definitely be by next Friday. Actually, it'll be the holiday, so Friday's probably not a good day next week. But in any event, the numbers will be going up, even if they don't hit the exact number on the exact day. But 200,000 deaths cases a day, and 2,500 deaths a day are in the very near term, sometime this month for sure. Okay, that's it for now.
All right, thanks for your report. Listeners, please always go to archiveonomics.co for the latest information. We'll continue to do these as the situation evolves and as the second wave rolls across the world in the United States, we'll continue to update you. All right. Everyone, having a good day, and thanks for listening.